greetings, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. Greetings, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, February the 8th, 2015. This is the Mind of God program, and on the Mind of God program, we endeavor daily to destroy the mind of Satan. Satan, that word in the African Hebrew has to do with a personal and a national adversary. We are well equipped to deal with the adversary on a personal level and a national level and an international level. We want to destroy the adversary, the adversarial mind that will oppose that which is best for the masses of the people. We want to climb up out of the satanic mind, climb up into the mind of God, the mind of Christ, the mind of Yahuwah. In that high, most high, lofty realm, we will see that it is incumbent upon us as poor working class masses of people to work together, to cross all barriers, whether religious philosophy, political philosophy, gender barriers, racial, ethnic barriers, regional barriers, climb across all those barriers, erase those boundaries, barriers, and lines of demarcation, and organize together for freedom, justice, and equality. We are ready, willing, and able to ally ourselves with any political, religious, or revolutionary institution or organization that is of like mind. My beautiful sister Venice is yet our engineer, producer, helper, coordinator, facilitator of this website, thinkaboutit.org, and this program, the Mind of God program. We are ever grateful to the Most High for such beautiful sister and beautiful work and beautiful service. We pray the Most High continues to bless our dear, beautiful sister Venice and her children and her family. Let's now, as African people, which means houses for the spirit and soul of the Almighty, that's every human being, should we choose to be so, do so. So as African people, Afuraka people, let's give praises to the Almighty. We give praises to the Almighty Father, the Almighty Creator. In the African Hebrew language, the word for Father is Ab. Sometimes you hear Abba. Putting that together with Yahuwah, we get Yahuwah Ab, Yahuwah Abba. Numbers chapter 11, Moses refers to Yahuwah as having the attribute of begetting, that is Yahuwah, as Father. In the African Arabic language, the Father is known as Allah. Now, Allah is not only an African Arabic word, but Allah is an African Hebrew word found under the number 5927 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, carrying, among other definitions, to ascend, to go up, to ascend, even dealing with growth as in with knowledge, growing with knowledge and wisdom, dealing with even photosynthesis. As vegetation grows, Because the rays of the sun carrying vibration and energy and frequency entering into the earth, acting together with water, we see through photosynthesis the growth of vegetation. So we see how we are to grow through knowledge, through that which is represented by the sun, solar energy, solar power, and the water of knowledge and the water of wisdom. And then we, like vegetation, we are able to grow up into the mind of the Almighty. Now, in Egypt, the Almighty Father is known by many names. One of the names, Amen. That is the hidden one. The Father doing the work of growing his children. The Father doing the work of emitting the spiritual seed that we would call the seed of life, germ of life, sperm. The seed emitted into the womb of the mother, all of that hidden and unseen. So the Almighty Father doing the work of bringing into existence and birth through working with the sacred and divine feminine. Amen. That's what we close our prayers with. We're calling on the Amen. We're calling on the masculine power and energy that does that hidden and unseen work. In the tradition of the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, more commonly known as Native Americans, the Almighty Father was known as the Great and the Grand Father. We also pause to give praises to the Almighty Mother, the Almighty Creatress, Mother Holy Spirit. Now, the word for mother in the African Hebrew language is Aim. Putting that together with Yahuwah, we get Yahuwah Aim. Numbers chapter 11, again, Moses refers to Yahuwah as also having the attribute of conceiving. That's Yahuwah as mother. Yahuwah as father begetting, and Yahuwah as mother conceiving. Now, Mother Holy Spirit is referred to, or let me say that Yahuwah is a scientific word. See, this is science, sisters and brothers. Science is religion. Religion is science. Pure science is pure religion. Pure religion is pure science. Yahuwah, the existing and living one. The word Hayah is the root of Yahuwah. And Hayah, I think that's 1968, around in that number on the Hebrew side. So when you put that together with Yahuwah, Hayah, Yahuwah, Hayah, Hayah is the verb to be and to exist, to cause to be, to cause to exist. Who is that entity that causes the existence of all that has ever existed, exists now, and ever will exist? That entity is Yahuwah, Father, Mother, Yahuwah. Who can argue that it is existence acting as Father, Mother, the universe acting on sacred divine masculine, sacred divine feminine polarity, existence causing the existence, life causing the life and the living of all that has ever lived, lives now and ever will live. This is science. This is the African science of the universe. Mother Holy Spirit is referred to in the book of Proverbs in the feminine and given the feminine title of wisdom, 2454 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, Kokhmoff. That word is feminine for wisdom because Mother Holy Spirit is feminine and wisdom is one of her titles. In the Living Bible translation of St. Matthew chapter 1, verses 19 and 20, we learn that Mother Holy Spirit conceived Jesus. Mother Holy Spirit is not only the mother of Jesus, but she is your, my, our mother, mother of the human family, mother of the universe, mother of creation, as the Almighty Father is father of the same. In the African Hebrew language, the name and title of Mother Holy Spirit are Ruach HaKadosh. Now, Ruach is the word for spirit in the African Hebrew language. 7307, on the Hebrew side of the Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, Ruach, that word for spirit is feminine because Mother Holy Spirit is feminine. HaKadosh. You hear Ruach Ka. HaKadosh. Ka. K-A. Ka. In the African Kemites in Egypt, Kemet, the word Ka is spirit. And when you get Kadosh, which is the word for that which is holy and sanctified in the African Hebrew language, we saw the whole of the universe, every facet, every parcel of the universe, including every human being and every creature, we saw the whole universe as sanctified and holy, and we knew that we should honor and revere the Almighty, and the Almighty in every part and parcel and facet of the universe. In the African Arabic language, the name of Mother Holy Spirit is Allah. And we see the Islamic sisters and brothers say, Ashhadu Allah, Allah, Ashhadu Allah, Allah, Ha'il Allah. Ashhadu Allah, Allah, Ha'il Allah. And we see Allah, the mother, and we see Allah, the father, none but our mother Allah and our father Allah. Now, I recently ran into the word for word in the African Hebrew language. Looking up W-O-R-D, word. The word made flesh, the word manifest, and the word word, W-O-R-D, is milah. In the African Hebrew language. I'll have that number in the next session, in another session. But milah, and milah, I say, whoa, that's that African Arabic word, bismillah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Milah in the African Hebrew language is defined as W-O-R-D, or word. The word now, see, normally, we talk of the word as Christ as masculine. But that word, which is the atom of life, has a masculine and a feminine counterpart. Because the Africans saw the word of the Almighty coming into the universe and manifesting the universe, and the universe operates on masculine-feminine polarity. Therefore, the word is masculine, and the same word is feminine. You get that in the proton, which is masculine, and the electron, which is feminine, working together to give flesh to that life, which is the neutron. So, bismillah, milah, the feminine word. So, in the name of our mother, Allah or Milah, the womb through whom we receive beneficence and mercy. All of these words operating in the universe to give life, to cause flesh and cause spirit and cause energy and cause vibration and frequency and cause there to be the perpetuation of life. 5930, you get Allah, and 31, you get Allah. That is the feminine counterpart of Allah, and Mother Holy Spirit under the titles Allah with an O, has to do with ascending in the feminine. With wisdom, we ascend into the mind of the Almighty Mother, Mother Holy Spirit, that we may, with the knowledge of the Almighty Father, Allah, overturn this terrible system and bring in the kingdom of God, kingdom of God that's in heaven here and now on this earth. When you get to 5932 around in there, you see Allah in the African Hebrew language, and she, Mother Holy Spirit, under the title Allah, she has to do there with changing the occurrence, changing the circumstance. And that is the whole point of the scriptures, to enable us and empower us to change our condition, change our circumstance, change our behavior, change the system, change the institutions, change civilization, change the society, change the government. Mother Holy Spirit in Egypt, in Kemet, was known among many names as Amonet. She is the womb that reveals that which was hidden. And these principles operate in the universe. That which was hidden shall be revealed into the light. That which was hidden in the darkness shall be revealed into the light. In the tradition of the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, more commonly known as Native Americans, Mother Holy Spirit is known as the Great and the Grand Mother. I greet you, my sisters and brothers of the human family, in the name and title of our Lord and Savior, the Black African Revolutionary Hebrew Messiah, Jesus the Christ. In the African Hebrew language, his name and title are Yahushua HaMashiach, and we recognize the masculine Yahushua, and we recognize the feminine Yahshua. Believe it or not, Christ has this day been revealed and manifested in the personality of His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I, Rastafari of Ethiopia, the 225th king in the 3,000-year-old Solomonic dynasty. Emperor Haile Selassie I, Rastafari, was crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, November 2nd, 1930. So I say Jah, Rastafari, Haile Selassie I, as Jesus Christ's new names in these last days of judgment in Babylon. You and me are the I in Haile Selassie I, Rastafari, I and I. You are the I outside of myself. I am the I outside of yourself. I and I is the whole of the human family together as one I, representing the most I, the Almighty I. Within I and I, within the universe, within you and me, within the whole of we as one united I. And so we are here today to manifest the Almighty within the construct of I and I. And we are here to facilitate the last days of judgment of this Babylon system, to manifest Christ within our person, to be Jesus, to grow into such Jesus, Yahushua, Christus Christ consciousness, to fulfill the scriptures in the last days of Revelation, where we reveal the truth of the enemy. The word apocalypsos, apocalypse, revelation, to reveal the truth. When you research the etymology and root words of apocalypse and revelation, you see that we are to reveal that wicked one that uses the principles of hidden, revealed, darkness and light, misusing these principles for their purposes to hide truth and manifest falsehood. In those days, it was Rome, Caesar, the Roman Senate. Today, it is the House of Rothschild. The Oppenheimers and the other 12, 13 families that control international trade and commerce, that control your mining corporations, that control the banks, they control your trade of drugs, they control the drug cartels, they control the so-called Islamic terrorists who have nothing to do with Islam. Islam is the way of peace, tranquility, by obedience to the science of the universe under the titles Allah, Father, and Allah, Mother. So we reveal the truth of these wicked ones who are in power, and we manifest in the last days as the new names of Yahushua Christus, Haile Selassie I Jah Rastafari. When I call your name, I'm calling on Christ. When you call my name, you're calling on Christ. We are the Christ in human flesh. We are that fire people. Peter Tosh said he wanted to see the fire people, the people of fire that would burn for freedom, justice, and equality. That is you. That is me. Now, we want to do some things on this session. We had a Sunday school lesson. I want to hit the Sunday school lesson that we had today. Then I want to finish up in Psalm 139 and try to move to St. John chapter 3 and deal with this born again, virgin birth, immaculate conception. Dr. King said that America must be born again. When Bob Marley was asked, how do I become a Rasta? He said, you have to be born again. What is this born again? Virgin birth, immaculate conception. We want to continue with this theme for as long as we deem it necessary to continue with this theme, because all of us are in need of a transformation. All of us are in need of going into the science of dark energy, dark matter, the science of the universe, the science of spirit, earth, air, fire, and water, the science of the elements of the universe, so that we may understand how to be born again. Understand that we went through this process originally, physically, spiritually, mentally, and morally. When you study the science of the solar disk, the sun disk, and how water was transformed, and you and I are water, how air was transformed, you and I are air, how earth was transformed, you and I are earth, how spirit is translated and pocketed in the flesh of the universe, every facet of the universe vibrating with spirit energy frequency. When we understand this science, then we will understand how to be born again through virgin birth and immaculate conception. Let's take this break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.